Welcome to another exciting episode of our Music Growth Podcast. Today, we're diving into the significance of Spotify saves. Dr. Taylor, why exactly are these saves so important for artists?
Spotify saves are akin to bookmarks in a reader's library. They indicate sustained interest. For instance, a saved song is more likely to appear in playlists like Discover Weekly, enhancing its reach.
That's fascinating. However, many artists find it challenging to convert streams into saves. What's the underlying issue here?
Listeners may enjoy a song but not save it due to passive listening habits. A 2022 Spotify survey noted that 60% of users stream without saving, impacting algorithmic recommendations.
Given this challenge, what future strategies could artists employ to encourage more saves?
Artists could integrate call-to-action prompts within their content. Engaging storytelling in the music description or interactive campaigns can nudge listeners towards saving tracks.
Let's explore the hurdles artists face in boosting Spotify saves. What are some primary obstacles you've observed, Sarah?
Breaking into playlists is a major hurdle. Curators often prioritize tracks with high save counts. Without substantial saves, getting noticed becomes an uphill battle.
Indeed, and the competitive nature of playlist placements doesn't make it easier. Could organic growth play a role here, despite its slow pace?
Organic growth is essential but often sluggish. Without strategic intervention, even talented artists remain under the radar due to low save metrics.
In light of these challenges, how might the industry evolve to support artists in increasing saves organically?
Industry platforms could implement artist-friendly tools like enhanced analytics to highlight save trends, helping artists tailor strategies effectively.
Moving on, let's discuss how tools like aid in increasing Spotify saves. How does this service benefit artists, Mark?
Provides an authentic boost in saves, improving a track's algorithm visibility. Unlike bots, it ensures real user engagement, which is crucial for credibility.
That's reassuring, but some might argue against paid services, citing authenticity concerns. How does my InstaFollow address this?
The service emphasizes organic growth with real users saving tracks. This strategy aligns with Spotify's algorithm, unlike artificial boosts from bots.
Looking ahead, could such platforms innovate further to offer more tailored solutions for artists?
Absolutely. Future iterations might include personalized insights, helping artists refine their engagement strategies based on listener behavior data.
Lastly, let's discuss maximizing Spotify save rates through organic strategies. What practical tips can artists employ, Laura?
Artists should engage fans directly. Encourage saves via social media, use pre-save campaigns, and collaborate with influencers to amplify reach.
Pre-save campaigns sound promising. However, could over-reliance on such strategies dilute genuine engagement?
There's a risk, but balanced use combined with authentic fan interactions can mitigate it. Engagement should complement, not replace, organic growth efforts.
In the evolving landscape of music promotion, how might we see these organic tactics evolve?
We might see more integration with emerging platforms like TikTok, where viral trends can drive save actions, fostering a dynamic interaction between artists and audiences.